Imagine if scientists discovered a giant asteroid with a 72% chance of hitting the Earth. Picture a space rock so big that it could not only wipe out a city, but devastate an entire region. This is the hypothetical scenario that recently played out during a NASA exercise. Here's NPR's Nell Greenfield Boyce.
Right now, no one knows of any big, dangerous asteroids that are going to hit the Earth in the next 100 years. On the other hand, astronomers believe there's lots of space rocks out there that we haven't spotted yet. So, every couple years, NASA teams up with the Federal Emergency Management Agency to role play.
We want to practice. We want to practice how we'd collaborate within the U.S. and internationally. We want to practice the kinds of missions that it would take to potentially prevent an impact or just to gather information about the object for better planning.
That's Tarek Daly, a planetary scientist with the Johns Hopkins Applied Physics Laboratory, which hosted this year's exercise. He says in the fake scenario, telescopes spotted an asteroid that could be anywhere from 60 to 800 meters across. It seemed to be on a collision course to hit Earth in 14 years, though that wasn't certain. More would be known in 6 months. That's when telescopes would be able to see it again.
So what on Earth would people be doing internationally and domestically during that rather uncomfortable time period?
He says many participants wanted to get as much information about the asteroid as possible as soon as possible to immediately start work on a spacecraft that could go there and check it out and possibly even change the asteroid's course. But it wasn't clear whether funders like Congress and federal agencies would be willing to pony up money for this before they knew for sure that the asteroid was a threat.
So one of the lessons learned was thinking about how do we communicate the urgency more effectively to decision makers?
After all, 14 years of advance notice might seem like a lot to emergency managers, but for people who work on space missions, that timeline actually seems tight, given that a spacecraft would have to be designed, built, launched, and then spend time traveling through the vastness of space. Nell Greenfield Boyce, NPR News.